Should I spit out my gum?
Yeah. Oh. Now that you do that, yes.
I'm sure there's a thing to spit it onto. You can just put it on the chair. Hello and welcome to the Sprocket Podcast, where we simplify the good life. My name is Brock Dennis, and today I'm joined by someone who has the rest of the credits.
I don't. I'm Aaron Flores, and we are broadcasting from the People's Republic of Portland, nestled in the heart of Cascadia.
So you at least know the other half of the thing, which Adele was in here yesterday, and I didn't have a way to show her the stuff. And so I felt bad.
What'd she do?
She just said her name, and I said the rest.
Okay.
We are the show that brings you somewhat irreverent conversations about the intricacies of thinking locally with a global perspective and enjoying the best life has to offer along the way.
Still not there yet. Covering bicycling, trains, transit, and simpler living. And today, I wrote
biking.
Biking in three cities.
Three cities.
And one little village.
Goodness me. That's fantastic. we are here in studio today with... longtime friend of Aaron Flores, Sarah Dittmer. Hello.
Longtime friend of the show,
Hello.
Too.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Sarah's the one that sent us the Bob book on the wall, says, I can ride.
Yes.
And you know what? We can. You know why? Because she gave us that book.
Because.
Thank you.
Now we know how.
And it covers two wheels and three wheels and...
Yeah.
All different kinds of bicycles for
toddlers.
All
different kinds of bikes and all different kinds of people in the book.
That's fantastic. So thank you for sending that. And if anybody's not familiar with Bob books, Bob is a fellow who does a lot of things, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, he's not the builder.
I don't think of Bob is a character.
Oh, no?
He's a character. It's just that's what they call it.
Oh, never mind.
And they have different levels of reading ability.
Oh.
So it's a Bob 1 for like a 4, 5, 6-year-old. And then the difficulty goes up.
Okay, I see. So I'm just about Bob 2 right now.
Yes, yeah.
And then at some point I'll graduate to Bob 3. Okay, I got you. Okay, because there was a fellow on a bicycle on the cover, I assumed that was Bob who could ride. But no, this is just a Bob book about anybody who can ride.
Yes.
Which actually makes it much more possible for the general populace. Yes. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But you're from, where are you from originally?
The Northwest.
Okay. So,
I move a lot.
She got really self-conscious.
You spent some time in San Francisco, which is actually where I met you, I think.
Yes.
And then you went up to Washington shortly just to get married.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Up in Seattle.
And then you came to Portland.
And then Aaron shared his story of biking to my wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, mixed transportation.
Yeah, it was multimodal.
Multimodal.
For the win.
Yes.
Yeah.
For and he looked great.
Oh, thank you.
It's true. I mean, I wasn't there, but I can. There's no time at which you do not. So we'll just put that out there. Yeah. We're also in the room with Janet. Hello, Janet.
Hello.
That's my mom.
That's the mother of Mr. Flores. So you win the show because you got your mom on the show before I got my mom on the show. So maybe someday I'll bring her down, but we'll find out. But thank you for joining us, Janet. It's good to have
You're
you
welcome.
In town.
Thank you.
And I will try not to be relentlessly profane.
Thanks.
And I apologize for all those shows that you heard.
Shit. There. I just wanted to... There.
No,
I did it. I did it. She can yell at me, and it's less shocking when you do it.
Okay. That sounds
now,
fantastic.
Now, all cuss words are okay?
Are they?
We're all looking at my mom.
It's up to you, Janet. It really is up to you. Yeah.
All right.
All right, then. Well, let's move on. So, you guys went to the coast.
We did.
How was the coast?
It was cool.
Beautiful.
It was really
very
nice.
Cool.
It was a great day to do it. And it was, I was expecting it to be really crowded because it was so nice out.
Yeah.
But maybe because it was like late in the season. There wasn't a lot of people.
No. What beach?
Well, we went to Newport. We went to the Oregon
Aquarium,
yes, because I'm addicted to aquariums now.
Who doesn't like an aquarium? Not me.
Then we went
through
to like Yakina Bay and saw the lighthouse and
nice.
Went through like the little beachfront there. Is that South Beach that
I
we
think
were at?
So.
Yeah, there's like all these shops and stuff. We played tourist. It was really cool.
Nice. Did you buy anything?
Yes.
Some taffy? But
I didn't buy taffy. Oh. I didn't buy taffy. I was not in the mood for taffy. I was in the mood for like something chocolatey. And so
fudge.
I
do you know how much almost, fudge there is on the Oregon coast?
Probably about as much as there is on Mackinac Island.
True. That's right, because Mackinac Island is that's the carless island, right? Like no one can drive on that island because it's not.
Well, no, you can drive. There are cars there.
Oh, okay.
No, there are not.
Yeah.
What? There are not cars there.
Aren't there cars there?
I do not think so.
I think there's like service trucks and
whatnot. Maybe service trucks.
Well, like the official people are allowed to. They have to like take the trash somewhere, right?
Right.
Okay.
But you rent bikes to get around there.
Okay, right. It's like
Did
Portland.
I hear about that on this show or another one?
That's a good question. I wasn't there when you heard about it.
And there was a guy on the show and he rides the horses and everything for the people and it's like
us, yeah. That would definitely not be this show.
Oh yeah.
Maybe NPR beat you.
Could
they
be.
May have.
I believe Jeremy Mendelsohn, I think, might have gone there because he did the he does Transit Matters now. But it was what was it called Critical Transit.
Critical, yes.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if he got to Mackinac Island or not, and if he talked to anybody there when he was. I forget. He was also kind of in the wintertime, so I don't know if that was a. I don't know how many people are on Mackinac Island in the winter. Probably
it's a little
less
hard to get to.
Than in the summer, but yeah. But yeah, it's a place where you can take like horse-drawn carriage rides and things, and you have to get there by boat.
Mm-hmm. And then they do these reenactments of like shooting cannons off at the fort.
Do they?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's really loud. Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, sounds like fun, kind of. Twice?
Twice. Oh, yeah. Two swears.
Two times.
Yep.
Oh, that was two shit words?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll keep track of those. Three. Okay. So, yes, going to the beach, going to the ocean, all that stuff. And
I want to say, for the record, however, I didn't swear all day.
No, you did not.
No.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have to... You have to slow up a bit for the show. It's what people expect.
That's right.
The people have come to expect copious amounts of profanity from Aaron Flores. Also, we met up at the Beer Mongers.
Yes.
You bought me both a beer and a burrito. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Perfect pairing.
Yeah, it was. It was. There was this. It was actually made by Agrarian Ales. They make their own beer, as most breweries do. And it was, it's beer that's made from the ingredients they grow on their property. So it's like north of Eugene, kind of around Cobourg, I think, something like that. It's like a bikeable distance from Eugene, but also not so far from Eugene that you couldn't do it in a day.
Yeah.
The last time Adele and I were there, we did not go because it was raining, but if it was clear, we totally would have gone to Agrarian. So today I had Agrarian's, what was it? Banana.
Oh, the hot banana hef.
Hot banana hef. That's right. Yeah, yeah. So I was trying to figure out if it was an infusion of banana peppers or bananas and peppers.
Right. I think someone forgot it. You said it tasted more like bananas than banana peppers.
There was a strong banana flavor to this. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was tasty. So
my theory is someone forgot a comma.
Maybe. Which is better than forgetting an ingredient, right? I mean,
that's true.
So if you would like to be mystified by beer. Wait, that's no good. What was the thing? What were we talking about? What was the sell for Beer Mongers this week?
Oh, well, it started off as a comment of how little I know about beer.
Oh, that's right. Kind of like me. But, like we just demonstrated that.
But I know way more about beer in the past year than I did like in all years previous.
Right.
And everything I know about beer now is due to the Beer Mongers.
That's right. So if you know nothing about beer, but you like beer... Or you would like to
or
like
Or you
beer.
Just like to know about beer.
You would like to know about beer, even if you don't like beer. The Beer Mongers on Southeast Division.
Get yourself a periodic table.
And 12. Yeah, exactly. No, seriously. They have the periodic table
of
elements.
That's what it's called. It's on the other side of the store over here.
I was going to say, I saw that.
Every variety is laid out before you. Like so much information that you can use to make gold out of your decisions. It is, because you could just go from one to the other. I mean, how many elements are there? I don't
40?
Know if there's, and there's at least that many types of beer, if not more.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. You could easily.
Well, it's mostly divided into families, right?
I think so, yeah. You could spend all weekend at the Beer Mongers getting educated.
That's what we'll call it.
Yeah. So, anyways, we would like to thank them.
This is for my education.
We'd like to thank them for what they've done for us today, because you have.
I have a Lionheart.
Thank
kombucha.
You very much. Excellent. And Sarah, what do we have for you?
Big Black Jack Imperial Chocolate Pumpkin Porter.
Yeah, you asked for either dark or fruity.
And it is both.
We were debating about whether pumpkin is a fruit or not, but works for you?
Works for me.
Okay, excellent.
Seeds are on the inside. The flesh is eaten.
Yes.
I think it might count.
Has a husk or whatever.
If it's at Starbucks, it's a fruit because it's so damn sweet.
Oh, right.
It doesn't really taste like a vegetable.
Right, and we've had enough pumpkin spice lattes for like a lifetime. Yes, so this is this is brand new. Thank you, Beer Mongers.
Yeah.
And thank you. Who made it again?
Oakshire Brewing.
Right. My favorite Eugene brewery. Yes. Yeah.
Very tasty. It's too big, though. I don't know if I can drive home.
Okay. Well, in that case, we'll make sure that you have other transportation, appropriate transportation acquired. Jenna, what did you have from the Beer Mongers?
Rogue Soda.
Rogue Soda. Because you guys were in the home of Rogue.
Honey, we saw it right there. Yeah,
that was the honey orange. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good soda. We've had that in here before. I want to say the Schmidt family had that.
Yeah, the kids and Shelly had it.
And I just opened the hop dumpster because we were talking about my proclivities towards...
dumpster diving.
Yeah. Wasn't this a thing? We talked about mothers and like, hey, Mom, you taught me how to like find things for free.
Oh, well... Yeah, I was having trouble finishing this soda that we had, and you were like, just leave it. It's fine.
Yes, it's fine. Just leave it.
And I couldn't do that, and that's because.
And then you blamed me.
Well, right, because why? As a child, like I would sit and
clean
have
your plate.
This plate. Yes.
Did you have a clean plate club?
No.
No. It was just a thing you did.
I don't know.
There's no club.
We were just kind of like browbeaten into it.
I was just guilted because there's starving children. You have to finish your food.
I don't know if we ever...
I tried not to do that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I missed that lesson.
Is there an auntie or grandma or something to blame?
Because that's what I grew up with. So I was like, I didn't think.
I'm not going to do this to my children.
Yeah, but must be I did anyway.
Well, this
someone
is the
did
thing
it.
That,
who did it? Who did?
We all grew up.
Judy.
And think, yes. I would like to say that I was raised in a similar way to appreciate the things that I had and the things I didn't have to find somewhere,
right?
Without having to pay for them. And so you know, I was telling a story of how I found burritos that were partially consumed, and I was like, hey, why not? And, we had good memories of those burritos as we had dinner tonight. Well, Janet, you didn't have a good memory of that because you didn't like the concept to start with.
No, okay, I did not.
I'm sorry to bring it up again.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You must have good gut bacteria.
You know, I think I do. I've spent a lifetime acquiring a good gut. It's a diverse gut that can handle a number of different substances.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, I've worked on that. Yeah, it's like, hey, is there old meat? I'll eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Do you drink water in Mexico?
I haven't been to Mexico in a long time.
You should try. That'll be a good test.
Let's see how this works.
The Montezuma test. I'm not sure if I... Yeah, I mean, I remember the last time I was there, they told us not to, and then they gave us bottles of water, so I drank those. But I should go back and find out.
Yeah, just fun experiment.
Yeah.
But that was... Adele and I were on the...
Just a fun experiment.
A year and a half ago, Adele and I were on that bike tour in Eastern... Like, Montana, I guess.
Yeah.
And we were both super thirsty, and we didn't have any water. The campground we were camping at was dry, but we were on the banks of this
like
awesome river.
Like, the well was dry, or they just...
There's just no well.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no pipes.
Wow.
So, we scooped up some water into our containers to purify
scooped it. Scooped from where?
From this river.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was like really clear water.
It wasn't like
water.
This like mud puddle.
No, it was really clear water.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? I'm really thirsty. So I just like drank some of the water I had scooped without purifying it. And she got really angry at me.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to die now. And I didn't die. And so I think I can attribute it partly at least to my gut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I have the stories that require the instant underpants, I
of
feel
course.
Like that says something about my constitution,
but then
right?
Again,
but then it doesn't.
But yeah.
But maybe that's been preparation.
Maybe just every now and then, like, the gut flora flourishes too much.
You know, that scatological emergency episode that we aired happened after the summer tour.
After, yes.
So maybe it was a delayed reaction. Maybe
I
just
think
kinda,
I missed that episode.
Oh, you should go back and check it out. I'm not going to tell the story now. Yeah, but it was what it made Christy Kaser send us instant underpants. You just add water, and suddenly you have
this
a one-size-fits-all. Is that right?
Here. That's right.
One-size-fits-all instant underwear. So that's here in case I ever need it at the studio.
That's good.
Maybe I should take it along the road, too.
Is she a Girl Scout?
You should just throw it in your panniers here.
Yeah, maybe I should. Except I want to keep talking. I need reasons to bring it up. I think when I see it, it reminds me to tell these stories so that other people can learn from my mistakes. But I'm not sure if I've learned from those mistakes yet.
I don't think you
have. Yeah. And to answer your question, Sarah, yes, she's a Girl Scout.
As am I, always
indefinitely.
Prepared.
Yeah.
Really? That's a Girl Scout thing, too?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, let's all raise a toast to that for sure.
Cheers to the girls.
So, you can listen to the last show. Aaron, I can't go into detail right now because Adele and I already talked about our weekend ride.
Okay.
But suffice to say, she and I both rode bike rides we wanted to ride on our own, but we started and ended together.
Aww.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's the perfect That's time. Nice. If you need your own alone time and your partner wants to do something with you, you can do both.
There you go. Yeah.
Scott and I have rules as to like when I can talk to him while we're riding.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So how does this work for you?
I haven't figured this out.
Oh, yet. I'm a chatty Cathy.
Okay,
so it's hard.
Gotcha.
So I have to then like trail behind or go ahead. I can't ride side by side because I just want to talk. But
right.
I'm like, okay, gotta respect his space.
So you can't be near him and ride and be silent.
I mean, most of these bike lanes aren't wide enough for you guys to ride side by side.
We ride up and down Willamette. A lot.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's nice.
It's nice and wide.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it depends on which part of Willamette.
That's
there goes
true.
My keys. The Willamette that I'm thinking of is the one that's kind of like shuttered to cars in some ways.
Is what?
Shuttered to cars. Like they can't really enter or exit from various points.
They can. It's
not a high traffic. Or then there's the high traffic near Portland State University. Oh, no. University of Portland up on the hill.
Right, right.
Much more. Yeah, that's much busier.
Yeah.
So you're on the quiet, nice part.
Yes.
Are you near that bowl? The there's like a little kind of valley gully thing.
Shoot, starts with a J.
I can't remember what it's called. Yeah. There's a bunch of anise growing in that bowl.
Yes.
It smells amazing.
A bunch of what?
Anise, like the licorice flavored plant.
Ooh.
Yeah. Last time I was there, I tried riding my bike down. Like, I thought there was a trail that went all the way through down to Swan Island.
Oh, is there dogs that run around down there?
Probably.
I think I know where that is. Because I'm in Greeley and Killingsworth. And
oh, gotcha.
Okay,
when
so
I
it
run
is
on
right
Willamette,
near there.
Yeah.
Something park starts with a J.
Yeah. And I don't think it's even a park. I think it's just like an open, unclaimed space where
no,
people walk around.
I think it's marked as a park.
No.
Oh, okay.
No?
No. There's
Maybe
doggy
I'm thinking
poo-poo
of something
bags
different.
There.
Oh, there are.
So, but there's no sign. I don't know.
Okay. You mean dog shit?
Yes.
That was four.
Dog shit bags.
Now five.
At the end, so we can't push this limit over because we need you to hold up the number of fingers at the end.
I know.
Photo.
If you're beyond 10, what am I going to do?
Toes.
Okay.
Yeah, or you need help. Or you could write it on a piece of paper. Oh, yeah. So anyways, that's I like that particular area. But you guys ride on the Willamette a lot.
Yeah, and then down to Interstate and... Where are we going? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like down to Mississippi or Alberta or Skidmore.
So did you two, when you got together, ride bikes together a lot, or is this a relatively new thing
it's
for you?
It's a new thing.
Oh, nice.
It's very exciting.
So the relationship is not based on bicycles,
no.
But bicycles enhance the relationship.
Well, actually, I'm kind of a bad omen for him
okay.
and bicycles.
Really?
Because
so?
Have you crashed?
No. When I lived in Seattle and he stayed with me for a period of time, his bike got stolen from my porch.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then when we were living together in San Francisco, his bike got stolen out of our garage.
What?
Yeah, like locked garage.
Right.
Yikes.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And that happens in San Francisco?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because people are assholes.
Yeah, it happens. Okay, that was six.
Yeah, so I'm just bad luck.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Interesting. I wonder, I mean, is there anything else you could, I would like to say that you're not bad luck.
I hope not.
Because I don't
but
want my bike stolen.
Hadn't had bike stolen
Wait,
before
you've
me.
Had the, and you've had the same bike
I've had
this
the same
whole
bike for
time.
Like 6 years or something, yeah.
Oh.
And his lights get stolen all the time. Mine never do.
Well,
wow.
I mean,
don't
leave your lights on your bike. I'm sorry. That's on him.
Is that what? Okay, we've determined this.
You've all entered right. a marital debate now.
No.
Danger, danger.
No. I mean, I'm not. I'm just a listener now.
Step back now. So you've bicycled in San Francisco, you've bicycled in Seattle, and you've bicycled in Portland. Is there a winner on the top of that stack?
I've been thinking about this a lot.
Tell us.
I would say Portland, not to sound cliche.
Okay.
But
why are we so great?
Well, the streets are so much wider here. Even if there's not a bike lane, the street is so wide that if some jerk wants to pass you, they can.
Okay. So there are jerks on the streets in Portland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Heresy.
Whereas in San Francisco, there was good bike lanes.
Okay.
But there were so many damn hills.
Hmm.
And there was...
Wait, does that word count?
Is that seven?
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That means we're at least at eight then, aren't we?
Oh, man. I thought that was seven.
I thought there was another...
I thought it was seven.
I thought there was another damn word.
Oh.
Okay. We'll say that's eight.
Okay. So a lot of hills in San Francisco.
Yes, lots of hills and lots of men. There was very few women.
Oh.
And so at first I felt really badass. Like,
right. You're like, I'm out here with the boys.
Yeah, but then they all passed me and then I felt terrible about myself.
Uh-huh.
That was nine, by the way.
Oh, and the other bad thing about San Francisco.
Yeah.
The bicycle tourism.
Oh.
Because they rent bicycles.
So not like people long distance touring, but like tourists on bicycles.
From like Europe and other countries. Okay. And they don't speak English. They can't read signs. They're busy looking at the bridge and this and that. And they're like, doo-doo-doo.
We experienced that.
Oh, yeah. So they're not necessarily part of a tour. They just rent a bike and then are like wandering around.
Yep.
Seeing the city by bike.
Yep.
Which, I mean, is a good way to see the city, though.
It's better than ever. But, all of them renting cars individually.
Yeah,
for sure.
It is, but they're not paying attention.
Right.
It's better than all of them
it's
renting
cars. It's difficult
for
those local traffic.
Yes.
And,
right. Yeah, I was going to say, and driving across the Golden Gate Bridge.
That too.
Yeah. But that might already happen. I don't know.
What might?
People all renting cars and driving across the Golden Gate?
Probably.
Okay.
And then they get the toll bill in the mail. And
sure. Yeah. Is there a toll on that now?
Yep.
Okay.
$7.
It's been, I guess there's probably one when I was there as a kid. I forget. Last time I was there, I was on a bike.
So I was very glad to leave San Francisco. And then 2 months after I'd been here, I get this toll evasion
in
the mail.
like you
evaded the toll?
Yes. And it was late, and it was like four times as much, but my mail was forwarded wrong and blah, blah, blah. And
okay.
I was like, damn you, San Francisco.
Seriously. That's rough. So
wait, that's 10 already.
I have such a clean mouth at work, but I'm not at work.
Somebody get her a piece of paper.
So I should stop talking.
I quit counting.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Right.
You just resigned to it?
Go for it.
Okay. Now we're just relentlessly profane.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So wait, you evaded a toll. You moved away. So why does Portland beat Seattle in your book?
Well, so when I was biking in Seattle, it was down in Rainier Valley area, which doesn't have as good infrastructure.
Rainier Valley.
South.
I'm from
South
there.
Seattle.
I feel like I should know. Are we talking about like the South King County? Like Renton and
not
Auburn?
That far.
Oh, okay. Not into the uncivilized lands.
Just South Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Rainier and like 23rd.
Gotcha. I grew up in Puyallup.
Oh. Okay.
By the fair.
Nice.
Yeah. But okay. So just south. Just like.
Yeah. And
like
there was
still
just,
in like Lakeview or whatever.
Still improper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Near Columbia City?
Oh, yeah.
Not too far from where Wayne stayed.
Oh, that's right.
I was in
Georgetown
Columbia
or something.
City.
Were you okay?
Yeah.
Wayne is another name for Aaron. Just
oh,
in case.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
it's all good. Just so people know.
Yeah.
But yeah, Aaron Wayne stayed in Columbia City.
Correct.
Columbia City is pretty kick-ass.
It's a mixed bag.
I was like right in this weird in-between zone.
Okay.
Where like the cool stuff of Columbia City had ended, but then Seattle hadn't quite started yet.
Okay.
Was there a lot of fast food joints in Ross and?
Yes.
Asian restaurants.
A lot of various Asian restaurants. Like you could take a tour of Asian cuisine of all kinds.
I loved working down there.
Yeah.
Lunch hour was great.
Yeah. There was also.
I was really hesitant. I don't know if I mentioned this. I was really hesitant to go in here originally, but we found this all vegan, let's say Vietnamese restaurant.
Really?
Maybe it was Thai. But anyways, I was really hesitant to go in there, but like we had been biking all day. We both didn't have a meal. So we were like, kind of cranky, low blood sugar. And it was kind of like when it was getting late too. It was like already past 10. And this was like one of the few places that was still open. So I relented and we went in there and it was freaking delicious. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. That's great.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of the place. There was like some butcher shop or something where I got like pepperoni sticks.
And they sponsor like race cars and stuff.
Sounds right. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, what is it?
It's across the street from the place where we got breakfast.
And I worked across the street.
Oh, you did?
From there, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, Alberto.
That sounds, well.
Alberto sausage?
Yeah, that's like the big name, right?
Yeah.
I feel like, I feel like this was a small, like, homegrown joint, but I'm not sure. Unless, like, that's the Oberto, and then they licensed the name to a bunch of other meat sticks. I'm not sure. Okay. Well, we'll have to think on that one. Yeah. But, okay, so I think we're halfway through Seattle of why Portland over Seattle.
Yeah, so that neighborhood, there was, like, no bike lanes. Okay. There was, like, a lot of stuff in the roadway and the cars, Rainier, like people go really fast. And just, I did a lot of praying when I biked down Rainier. I was like, dear God, you know.
For your life? Just yes. Kind of like safety yes. and, mm-hmm. and such. And mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Not dying.
Well, like dying by accident.
Okay. Right.
Bike crash.
Death. I mean, everybody dies someday.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a disastrous death.
No. But we are due for a disastrous death here.
Oh, come on.
Did you
now.
Already talk about that?
Yeah.
What happened?
Actually, I've talked about this with my mom
okay.
and Anna just yesterday.
And that's actually. Why Portland ends up on top of the stack.
Well, Portland's that's, still affected.
We will, but not nearly so much Seattle's as Seattle.
Worse. Yeah, yeah.
Seattle
are you talking about the
just going to be rubble after mm-hmm. that?
Yeah.
After the subduction zone earthquake?
Correct.
Okay.
Everything, the avalanches, the tsunamis, the...
The Lahar from Mount Rainier?
The volcanoes. Okay. Yeah.
My sisters live in the Lahar Valley, which... you know, they have, like, all the evacuation routes, but, like, seriously, if people try to drive away from an impending Lahar, like, they're all going to be buried inside their Subarus. It's, there's no, I don't want to sound dour, but there's no hope for people on cars.
Just strike a good pose.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you're going to be in Pompeii, look good. What about bicycles, though? Like, what if you escaped from the impending Lahar? Like, if you knew it was coming. Obviously, the roads are going to be jammed.
Well, the Lahar is going to move faster than your bike, but if
you have enough warning,
well,
like how much advance warning would you have?
Well, I imagine like if the earthquake is as big as they say it's going to be, once that initial shot goes, if I were living there, I would jump on my bike and try to escape the Lahar Valley.
Sure, like go uphill immediately.
Right.
How many times you done Tabor this week? You should do Tabor again.
I need to do it. I need to get back on that.
I mean, not that I don't know exactly how that would work. I don't believe that Portland is in danger of a Lahar flow.
Is
Helen still a little active?
I mean,
there was about 5 years ago that it was spouting stuff. But. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even 10 years ago, they had the enormous plumes that came out of it.
Yes, in like 03 or 04?
Yeah, I think 05. Yeah, it was like it was happening all over again. You could see the mountain in the distance.
And people ran down there to check it out and take pictures.
That's awesome. Yes.
Have you guys heard about the rash of selfie deaths?
No.
And wildlife?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, people now have to be told when they go to Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
And other sorts of... I know. Am I right, Janet? Am I right?
I don't know, man. I call this Darwinism in action right here.
Seriously, because people are like,
natural
hey,
selection.
Look, a bear, or look, a bison, or look, a moose. And they turn their back to a wild animal, and they attempt to take a picture of themselves.
Which the wild animal goes, now's my chance!
Free snacks. Yeah. So anyways, this is a thing that happens, and there have been a rash of deaths because everyone is like, oh, I'm going to photograph myself next to this animal in an uncontrolled environment.
This bison is sleepy.
Yeah, yeah. A bison is never sleeping.
So they sleep a lot, though.
Well,
Golden Gate Park, did you see the bison
Are there
reserve?
Bison in...
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Are they fenced?
Yes.
Okay, that's
good. But they sleep all day, and they don't do anything. They're like fat cows. They're just... and the tourists go and look at them, but there's nothing to look at.
Okay.
That is a weird place to have a bison preserve.
Yeah, there's like 15 or 20. They've been there for like 100 years. Some president wanted to preserve them because they were dying off.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
I imagine
he started
like,
Yellowstone,
if they're
too.
Like all corralled into this one area, they've got to be all inbred now, right?
They're all 100 years old.
Yeah.
They're all
there's
just
been no, there's
years
been
old.
No inappropriate relationships between these bison. I would like to believe that's the case. So this is actually, I didn't think we'd be talking about this tonight, but I never considered the idea that the subduction zone earthquake, which if anybody hasn't heard, I mean, the New York Times did a big thing about it, so now everybody knows.
Yeah, everybody
and
lost their
people
minds.
Are flocking to Portland in droves. So I have to believe
this
that...
This has not stopped anybody from coming here.
There's a certain amount of existentialism or nihilism that certain people have in their minds. They're like, you know what? I'm going to go to Portland. I'm going to drink a lot. I'm going to smoke a lot of cigarettes. And then there's
going
to be...
And weed, because it's now legal.
And weed. Yeah. Welcome to the cannibalistic... Or cannabistic? How would you say that? Welcome to Oregon.
Cannabis?
Cannabistic?
There you go.
Cannabistic.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the weed-soaked streets of Portland. I never considered that the subduction zone earthquake would also affect other cities in the Northwest. So Seattle, for example.
Seattle has nuclear warheads, too, over on Bangor.
Oh, really?
On Bainbridge, off of Bainbridge Island.
This is
big...
the Navy base?
Yes, yes. Okay. And so they have, like, tons of nuclear warheads and...
This is no good.
This is a great place to park them.
Oh, and Seattle...
Yeah. Over here.
Seattle was, digging a tunnel underneath the Sound,
still are.
I think?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But didn't they lose a machine down there?
They've broken a few of them.
Okay, they're like, hey, one tunnel machine broken.
Are they, like, trying to do, like, tunnel or something?
Yes, yeah. Because the Aurora Viaduct, which is, like, a two-tier...
Right.
Is damaged, and if there's another earthquake, it's going to collapse.
It's like the Selwood Bridge on crack for a Portlander. It's like this is a bridge that's enormous, and everyone
rides it.
Nobody wants to pay for it.
It needs to happen. And
it's about to die.
So
what's our solution? In Portland, we floated the bridge downstream, shored it up, and built a new bridge. In Seattle, they've been digging a tunnel.
Yes.
But are there multiple broken down tunnel digging machines under the Sound right now? Oh, goodness me. Yeah. Okay. All right. So.
Just lost to the time.
Right. Right. So that's the harbingers of impending doom. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, that to me says maybe the bedrock isn't hard enough down there.
Well, sure.
Maybe we shouldn't be digging under there.
Well, because the seawall also, like, is completely eroding. They're down by the piers.
Okay.
So they're having to reinforce the whole seawall.
You're talking about the sidewalk with all the piers that everybody walks down?
Yes.
Okay, so all the tourists.
Yes.
All the Ivers, clam chowder.
Yes, are closed, and they had, it's a mess. And they were supposed to be done by July by the wedding, which it was not done.
They weren't.
No Ivers for the wedding?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's a big issue.
I was unaware of this, but it makes so much sense. We were riding down there, and I'm like, this looks awful. Everyone's like, oh, you should ride the waterfront. It's beautiful. I'm like, this is just torn up and muddy and kind of stinky.
You should ride the viaduct. Is what you should
I think
do.
That's what I ended up doing.
But not ride the duck.
No.
Oh, you mean the tourist shuttle? Like, yeah. That's something that Portland just like almost doesn't have, because Boston has like these aquatic vehicles that are bus tours that go in the water.
Do we not have that?
No, we have a big Portland. We have a big pink trolley.
Okay.
And the Spirit
can
Portland
the pink
Spirit?
Trolley go in the
No.
I mean, can the pink trolley go in the river?
Technically
please?
It can.
Can somebody just drive it into the
There's
river?
There's not a lot of access. You'd have to go all the way to the Swan Island boat ramp, I think. But no, I it's not designed to go in the water.
Right.
But yes, tourist buses, don't ride the duck.
Especially not in Seattle.
Unless you like being like shouted at by a person with a headset.
I love the ducks, honestly.
Oh, yeah, you rode the ducks.
The Oregon ducks or the Seattle ducks?
The Seattle and the San Francisco.
But not the Oregon ducks.
But not the Oregon. Never ridden an Oregon duck.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Well, let's talk about hair, though, because you mentioned this before we started recording. You were saying one of the problems with bicycling is hair.
Yes.
Can you explain that?
So I am biking to work now, which is great, 4 days a week.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was very excited that it was within a reasonable distance so I could.
What's a reasonable distance for you?
Like 4 miles.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And my hair is down to like the middle of my back.
Okay.
And I want to have some degree of femininity when I get to work. And my hair is one way of doing that.
Okay.
But with the helmet, I can't do much with it. And then I get to work and I don't have any time to do anything with it. So then it's just in a little ponytail or a messy braids.
Okay.
Like, oh, should I chop it all off? It's...
Neither one very feminine, in your opinion?
I think I could do the short.
Okay.
But then I have to, like, I've read some blogs about bicycling and women.
Uh-huh.
And they say to pack dry shampoo and, like, hairspray. And then,
dry shampoo.
Yeah, it's like baby powder.
Okay.
It gives your hair volume and absorbs oil and sweat.
Can you use baby powder?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But dry shampoo
I gotta try this.
Gives it more volume.
Okay.
You want more volume in your...
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but I'm very conflicted because if I do it short, then like Janet was saying it can like poke out from your helmet and then it's a mess. So
was that going for you today?
That was not going good.
You did not enjoy the experience.
Not with the helmet on and the hair sticking out at the bottom and flipping up, and then you take the helmet off and it's all messy. And,
yeah.
So I've heard you can wrap a silk scarf around your head and that which holds your hair in place and absorbs sweat.
Oh, yeah.
And it cuts down frizz. I've read a lot of blogs about this.
Yeah. You've spent a lot of time thinking about hair and sweat and helmets and all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you go online and Pinterest and they have these beautiful pictures of braids and they're like, oh, do this braid and that braid. But once you put the helmet on, then the infrastructure of the helmet like catches your hair. Oh, so then when you take off the helmet, your braid is ruined.
You're like pulling it out.
Yes.
Okay. That's no good.
So Adele, what's her hairstyle?
You know, it's interesting. She has unique hair. Mm-hmm. I wish she was here to ask. Or to answer the question, she has various styles, various hairstyles. She almost always wears a helmet, though, on her commute. Mm-hmm. And I think she spends a little more time. Honestly, should I call her?
This would add,
give me just a minute.
That would be fun.
Okay.
Let's give that a try. Here's where I'm going to say, like, as a male, like, I'm just so privileged.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get to cut all your hair off, right?
Right. And even if my hair's messy, like, most people wouldn't really flinch at that.
It's looking a little flat today, though.
It is. it's not very long. I cut this into a mohawk for Bike Scout, but it was too short, really, to do that.
Too short to be an actual mohawk?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't spike it up.
Looked good to me.
All right.
I mean, it depends. I'm also not very confident in my mohawk abilities. Like, I've never tried, so.
Right. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
So as a male, you know, I can't really sympathize. And my first instinct is to, like, say something terribly insensitive. And it's like, I don't know, just leave earlier. Jeez. You know,
so perspective here. I'm a nanny.
Yeah.
So when I get to work, I'm at their house. I'm in their space. Right. I'm on once I step in the door. Mm-hmm. So it's not like my old job in Seattle where I biked. I could go up to the break room. I could go use the showers.
Hang on. Here we got Adele. Hey, we were just curious. What do you do with your hair when you bicycle?
Oh, well, my hair, usually I just put it back in a ponytail. But I actually found a really awesome trick recently for keeping it, like, styled well. It's like, if I blow dry it out and I want it to look good, when I get to a place that I want to wear it down, I have two, like, comb clips, and I, like, twist them back the nape of my neck and, like, clip my hair in place, but I don't use an elastic so it doesn't leave, like, a ponytail stretch, like, mark. And then when I get to where I'm going and I want my hair to look good, then I take the clips out and I just, like, wear my hair down. Otherwise, I just throw it back and it just looks, like, nothing special.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we're here with Sarah Dittmer. Sarah, does that address any of the questions that you had about
Hi.
Hair?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
What?
I'm having trouble.
It helps not to have hair.
Well, so that's what I was thinking of, lobbing it all off. But
if you could have, like, a pixie cut, then you wouldn't have to worry about it, I guess.
But I've seriously considered, like, an Anne Hathaway kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that for like a year and it was a lot easier.
But then what I like too is when you have your hair in a pony and you tuck it in your scarf, it keeps your neck warm when you're riding because your hair is warm.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Right. There's some insulation, but it is frustrating. Like, I've definitely been frustrated. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, like, so hard to have good hair when you bike everywhere with a helmet.
Right.
And even if you don't have a helmet, it gets blown everywhere. So.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough for the ladies.
Because I like to do cute little twists and things with bobby pins, and you can't wear a helmet with bobby pins.
Right. Yeah, I often do my hair like that. Yeah. Or I'll, like, do a nice twist, but then I won't wear a bike helmet. So that's also not optimal, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad
Did that help?
Yeah, it does.
I'll try the little, I think I know the clips you're talking about. They have, like, five little fingers.
Yeah. It's actually changed my life. I started that this summer. It's totally changed my life.
I'll try that out. Thank you.
Thank you, Adele.
Braids.
That's what I'm doing now.
Like, putting back braids.
Yes, I do French braids a lot.
And those are in right now.
Yes, I'm very trendy. Yes. I need to learn the fishtail. Yeah.
Excellent. We called in because we're two dudes that don't know how to talk about ladies' hair, and we wanted your expertise.
Well, thanks for valuing my opinion.
Of course.
That's
all right.
Cool. That's really cool. All right. Have fun, you guys.
Thanks.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
There we go. All right. We haven't done a call in a while. I guess now we have.
We need Delaney out there with the weather.
Seriously, yeah. Next time. All right. So I guess we talked about a lot of the things that you just brought up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Any remaining questions? Any or ideas that you have come up with?
For my hair?
Yeah.
No, just doing the braid thing.
All right. So we'll see how it catches with the helmet and everything. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, this has been a productive conversation.
I think so.
Janet, did you have anything to add?
No,
you were bemoaning.
I found it very interesting.
Okay, cool. You were talking about the problem with the flip of the hair.
Yeah, I liked Adele's. Did she say it was wet and then she blow dried it at work?
It sounded like at night, like the night before.
Yeah.
Then she clipped it in the nape of her back instead of using a hair tie, which kinks your hair.
Oh, yeah. I had that happen to me when I had long hair.
Yeah.
Kinked hair is a problem.
It is.
Yeah. But it's all I had to work with.
I don't know. My hair was curly. It was like permanently kinked.
Okay.
But I've heard curly hair is better bicycle hair because then when you take off the helmet, you can just fluff it up.
You loft it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks good.
Okay.
And I bet it's basically given up wearing makeup because the helmet just messes up your foundation and whatnot.
Okay.
So.
Like the foundation around your forehead?
Or
everywhere?
Oh, okay.
Just my forehead. Okay. Which I've given up wearing makeup altogether pretty much anyways. But.
You know, most people don't need it.
Yeah.
I mean, those that do. Am I about to say something?
I don't know. I'm like hanging on. What is he? I'm like both interested and afraid.
I just say do what you like to do.
Dude,
but most people don't need it. So, yeah.
Girl, you don't need no makeup.
That's right.
I have to say, though, I'm thankful it's getting cooler, though, because I don't have to shower as much. Because with the biking, you get sweaty and it's just.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The danger with fall for me is that I assume I don't have to shower. It's not as warm as it was in like July, and so I'm like, oh, I can get
sweat,
you know, because in the winter I can do like 2 days without a shower, even if I have been bicycling a lot.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is just for like home to work and work to home commutes, you know. Obviously if I go out and do like some sort of intensive workout weekend ride where it's like, you know, 8 hours on the bike, I probably need a shower after that. But like just for day to day, there are some days where I'm like, oh, I can get this. Yeah. But so today is one of those days, and it's not one of those days.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyways, my apologies if anybody noticed, but.
I haven't. So
yeah. Thanks.
I don't know. I'm on day three myself.
Hey, good for you. Hold out strong. We'll keep the faith. Yeah. So, well, Sarah, welcome to Portland.
Thank you.
And good luck with your hair.
Thank you.
And, I hope we don't all die in a subduction zone earthquake.
ditto.
Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about or mention that we didn't cover yet?
What's your favorite Pompeii pose?
Downward dog.
Okay. I was doing yoga when the cataclysm arrived.
Yes. I was trying to center myself, be present to the lava flow.
Well, in addition to all of this dismal talk about the apocalypse, you know what else we have?
What do we got? That's your son singing, Mom.
I knew.
Are you proud?
I recognize
Are you proud
that.
Of your
You've
son?
Heard that one,
I am
yeah?
very proud of him.
Of all the things I've ever done artistically.
It's your claim to fame.
I know. It's the one thing that most people hear, and it's probably the one thing I didn't want most people to hear.
Okay, so first off, from Marcus in Chicago. Marcus, who designed our graphic, our logo, who we just mentioned on the episode with Tim Mooney last night. He sent us this this article from Gizmodo. Apparently, there's a big recall on 13 bike brands are recalling more than 1.3 million disc brake equipped bikes.
Oh yeah,
big names like Giant, Specialized, Cannondale, Diamondback, Fuji, Navarre, Ridley, and Felt stretches from bikes sold this year to at least in one case as early as 1998. The fix is fairly simple though. It's just the quick release that's the problem. So this picture here, if you guys can see it. If your skewer sticks into your disc, you know, like the disc has some holes cut in it for aerodynamics and weight and everything.
And for cooling.
Yes. Yeah. So if your quick release lever happens to like reach into that area, it could slip down there and like throw you off your bike because it's going to work better than the brake pads. It's stopping your wheel.
However, the danger of catastrophic failure is pretty low in that it's when it's open, it swings back that far.
So oh,
if you
right.
have, if you have the
so first it has to pop open
tight and closed, you're going to be okay.
Okay.
I mean, I think you should still go get a new skewer if yeah. yours happens to be of that kind.
So make sure your wheel is tightly installed, first of all, as you yeah. bike to the shop to get your replacement skewer.
There you go.
Okay. What about lawyer tabs? Does that have anything to do with this?
No. So lawyer lips or lawyer tabs are these.
Do you like lawyer lips or lawyer tabs better?
I've only ever heard of them referred to as lawyer lips. This is the first time I've heard of them referred to as lawyer tabs.
I might be misquoting something.
And that's actually, I guess, considered an epithet as well, anyways.
Well, yeah, anytime you mention a lawyer, they'll probably take it personally.
And charge you.
Welcome to the lawsuit episode of the Spreading Podcast. But anyways, those... Thank you. Those just hold, like, the wheel up in the fork.
Okay.
You know, regardless of whether or not the skewer is on or off.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's not going to hold it to the fork.
But it's like a fail-safe.
Yes. Yeah. It keeps the wheel from totally flying out.
Okay. Okay, I see.
It'll just go askew.
Gotcha.
And then you'll have to stop.
Askew is better than akimbo.
Correct.
Right.
Or, yes.
Or asunder.
Thank you. The alliteration episode.
That's right. And funny old-timey words. Next up, comments, episode 258. This is the episode about how much do we use our phones, which generated enormous controversy. Not too much controversy, really, just like people all having, hey, this is interesting stuff to think about. Johnny K, I mentioned on the last episode, talks about the Lindy effect. Basically, the longer something's been around, the more likely it will persist. So all these newfangled technologies, boo.
But, I mean, think of, like, the concept of the iPhone and how long that has been around.
That's true. Somebody came up with that in, like, 1996 or something, so... Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. So it can last at least it's been how long? Almost 20 years since 1996. So that means that it'll last for at least another 20 years.
I'm coming up on my 20th anniversary or 20th high school reunion.
Yeah. Did you go to your 10th?
No.
Okay. Are you going to go to your 20th?
No.
So does it matter?
No.
Only because it makes me feel old.
Oh, I mean, for me, I was homeschooled, so Thanksgiving is my class reunion. Johnny K also says, hang up the phone, get off faceplant that Tweety Bird, and go ride your bike. You will thank me for this. I thank him for it every day.
I think I already do.
Peanut Butter Jar Matt says, I'm not ready to go back to a landline, but I do try to make a point to be present and leave my phone in my pocket when I am among my friends. Ruben, our guest from the other week.
Oh, yeah.
Talked about forest bathing, which is another word for being in the woods without your phone.
It was not at all what I thought it was going to be.
Because I thought I had done some forest bathing.
I was like, I do forest bathing at least 3 times a week.
Right. Just leave that to the imaginations of people. Gerald from Twitter said, I met a girl who said she and her friend stacked their phones vertically when hanging out. I was thinking of like dominoes or something.
Right.
And I think by vertically, he just means in a stack.
Okay. More
and,
like Jenga.
Right. Yes. Or Jenga. Exactly. You pull one out and it all falls over. They get all fidgety. Everybody goes, ah. They get all fidgety wanting to check their phones, but it works. It'd be interesting to try that sometime. I've never been part of a social group that found phone use enough of an issue to actually kind of actively combat it. It's usually more the Portlandy sort of passive aggressive, like.
Look at
phones.
Look at that one.
Yeah. So there's that.
You play with your phone, Aaron.
I've got show notes on here.
It's true. We use these for our. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we had phones in our hands when we were talking about
without a phone.
Yeah.
I really got a kick out of that. Yes.
Yeah. And then tweets. You got these?
Sure. Dude Luna shares another poop in your pants story.
Yeah, because we can't get away from
it. This
was an independent blog, but shared and promoted by Adventure Cycling.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
On their Twitter.
All right.
Yeah. Another reason to get off the Tweety Bird.
Did you read this article, by the way?
I did. Yeah. I did. It was painfully similar to my own experience.
Yeah. You going
to
go out and get some Cipro?
No.
Lastly, Gerald, also from earlier, warns of the horse uprising at PSU.
And we were bemoaning the lack of horses in PDX.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he said, hey, check it out. There's horses everywhere. So at least the police ride them here in town.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not symbolic, right?
I thought it was a very literal horse uprising, like it's standing up on its hind legs and going. Exactly. Yeah. Well, thanks everybody for writing in. It's good to good to continue to hear from people.
Oh, I wanted to share this story.
Tell me.
Of riding with my mom today.
Yeah.
On the bike.
Janet, do you want the story to be shared?
I think it's fine.
All right.
Okay. So we rode what? Like, it'll probably be 10 miles.
I think it was close to 10 miles.
Yes. Rode along the Springwater Trail, took a little break in Sellwood, came back across.
Where did you break in Sellwood?
Teachite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the tea shop.
Yes.
That place is great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like this little caboose, and then they built all these other things.
Wait, is that the one inside the caboose?
Yeah.
Oh, it used to be something else.
Oh, really?
But the caboose has been there for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I've never been inside of it when it was a tea shop. That's great.
It's pretty cool.
I love it.
It was real nice.
Yeah. Sellwood is so hot right now.
Yeah. Sellwood is the new Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Or Alberta, maybe.
Because Hawthorne is the new Alberta.
Hawthorne is
the new Alberta. Wait, no. Never mind. And it's the new Pioneer Square.
Where Division does Mississippi rank in that?
The Mississippi is.
Mississippi is.
It's like the new like the Seattle neighborhood, whatever that is.
Yeah.
It's the new Fremont from Seattle.
But anyways, yeah, so we rode down the Springwater Trail further here into town. Presumably on our way to the studio.
Presumably.
But I was also like, you know, it wasn't even quite 4 o'clock at the time. It's like, well, where should we go? And you were thinking, like, where should we go as in, like, how do we get to
the
studio?
I thought you were saying, where should we go? You know, which way should we go to the studio?
Right.
And I said, do we have to cross that bridge? Or are we going to cross that bridge?
Oh, and I heard, I guess we have to cross that bridge. And
yeah, I don't think you heard
me
right.
We were like near the Tillicum Bridge.
Yeah,
and I was like,
and you were like, okay, there's a Starbucks on the other side.
I guess we have to.
He thought it was like something that I needed to do.
This rite of passage, like your trip to Portland wouldn't have been
complete without
if we
crossing
hadn't
the bridge.
Biked over a bridge of
but
some
it's
kind.
A new bridge.
It is.
Yeah, but really I was thinking, do we have to cross that bridge?
Oh.
Like, I was not thinking it was a good thing. I was thinking it was like not such a good thing.
But what if you went back to Blissfield and everybody's like, did you go over that new bridge? I hear
know there's a new bridge in Portland. Right. No offense.
So the guy that designed that bridge designed the Bay Bridge.
Really?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The Bay Bridge, not the Golden Gate.
Correct,
but
the Bay Bridge, the rebuild after their big earthquake.
Oh, wait. So the Bay Bridge is the one that goes to
Oakland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And Treasure Island.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
So that...
A real place.
Not an architect. He designed it.
Designer. A bridge maker.
Yeah, the bridge maker made Tillicum. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So we know it's going to stand up to a lot of seismic activity.
Yes, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
great. Hence the big buckles on either side.
That
Mr. Sadowski pointed out to
us. This is an interesting thing because, so much of the disaster relief trials and people talking about this impending earthquake has had to do with the fact that downtown and the east side wouldn't really have a lot of chances to talk to each other.
No. Mm.
But now you know what can happen.
You can go across the bridge.
Yeah. And you know what? Nobody in their personal cars will do that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's me just kind of gloating about it. Although, you know, with our luck, they'll probably find a way to make people drive their cars across. And then there'll be
buses. I just found out.
I swear.
As we're riding across. Buses can go across there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I imagine there'd be enough of a want or desire for the people to be like, what, like buses can go across there. I need to get my whatever across.
Nordstrom's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to get to the Nordstrom rack.
Not the rack. Just Nordstrom.
No, just to the Nordstrom.
I need to get a brand new suit coat for the apocalypse.
For the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Look, man, that ash is falling down, and I want to be buried in a good suit.
I want one that matches the tone of the ash.
Charcoal.
Excuse me. So, the cool thing is that right now, with that new transit bridge, so much faster. Like, if you take the bus from downtown to the east side,
yeah,
way faster.
Oh, really?
Driving. Yeah, like rush hour, you know, because the Ross Island Bridge is always packed up, and the 10 and the 9 that used to go across that, the 19. They all use the Telecom. Now it's way faster to get into downtown. So nobody has an excuse to not use the bus.
Because it's faster.
Who doesn't want to take the bus? Not me. So, yeah. Anyways, and there's light rail.
But going back to the bridge story.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, like riding your bike across it.
We get to the end of the bridge, and I'm like, okay, now what?
Yeah, he says, now what? I said, well, aren't we going
right
to the studio?
Yeah, where's
No, it's studio? Across the bridge.
it's back that way.
What the heck?
She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, yeah, I thought you just wanted to cross the bridge.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. So you got a good bike ride out of the experience.
I really did.
And you crossed the bridge.
And I'm proud of myself. I crossed the bridge.
When you came to it.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We appreciate
much.
This.
And,
all right.
And what do you think of biking in Portland versus biking in Blissfield?
Biking in Portland is much easier because people are aware that there are bikers and there are places bikers can be on. You know, there's bike paths, there's bike places on the road. It's
relatively
not,
undisturbed.
Yeah.
There's places to lock your bike.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite set of pictures was, Aaron, when you sent me a couple from Blissfield.
Oh, yeah.
When you rode that Brompton around Blissfield.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I got to go there
sometime in the snow.
Yeah. Maybe we should ride to Blissfield someday. From here.
Come right ahead.
From here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Take like a summer.
Yeah, we could do that.
Take the northern tier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we could do this.
Oh, here. One more question to put out into the ether, just because we're still recording. Pedal Hub. They haven't released
an
episode.
Should they change their name? Oh.
Well, they haven't released an episode since like July, I don't think.
Oh,
unless
really?
They have a new feed or something. I haven't heard from them. I'm just curious. If anybody listening knows, is Pedal Hub still around? I kind of want to tweet to them and be like, hey, what's up? But I don't want it to be like
you don't want to be that guy.
What's up, guys? You're not making a show?
New episode. Come on.
So, hey, good time to wrap up the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you again, Janet, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Very entertaining.
And good. Despite the 10 words.
Despite the 10 plus words.
And Sarah, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Best wishes with your future endeavors.
Thank you.
And changing your name.
Yeah.
That's right. Someday. All right, here it comes. Do we have a theme yet?
I don't know. Should we do a voice tonight? Should we do different voices?
Janet,
or what?
Give us a theme if we're going to read these in any voice.
I don't understand.
Like should it be
should
like
we read these as a character? Like if we had
superheroes?
To...
Ooh.
All right.
Okay. Can I be Batman?
Oh dang it.
Yo, you be Batman.
Okay.
You be Batman.
Well,
I'll be Superman because Superman's dumb.
Superman's dumb.
Okay, here it comes.
Our website is the SprocketPodcast.com.
Email to thesprocketpodcast@gmail.com.
Call or text at 503-847-9774.
Twitter at Sprocket Podcast.
Thanks to Ryan Daly for our theme music.
Kurt Bird for our headline sounder.
Marcus Norman for Paper Sire.
And thanks to our generous donors, Logan Smith, Johnny K, Shadowfoot.
Good luck to Melamgar, Melanie Norman, Doug Robertson.
Ethan Georgie, Justin Martin, Eric Iverson.
Cameron Lee, Richard Wojcicki, Tim Mooney.
Orange and Purple, Glenn Kubish, Matt Kelly.
Jim Gooden, Eric Wise, Doug Cohen Miller.
Todd Parker, Scott McAllister Morgan, Chris Gonzalez.
Dan Gibbard, Zoe Companion, John Blood.
Allison Wiley, Dave Andy Brunner, and Dave Knows.
Lars V, Chris Smith, Christy Kaser.
Caleb Jenkinson, JP Cooley, Peanut Butter Jar Matt.
Patrick Archie, Gabriel Trainer, Sebastian Poole.
Marco Lowe, Rich Otterstrom, Andrew Alderson.
Drew the Wilder, Anna, Christus Kukas.
Sean Wasserman, Andre Johnson, Shelley and Troy.
King of Division, John Sisson, and Richard G.
And go to bed.
My Superman voice is dangerously like my old-timey voice.
But clearer.
Were you the Hulk?
No, that was Batman.
That was Christian Bale's Batman.
Thank you. Yeah, that was Christian Bale, Christopher Nolan's Batman, the more recent.
Yeah.
So did you stop telling people to brush their teeth?
Well, he just mumbled it.
I just did it.
I told him to go to bed.
Oh.
You couldn't understand it at all. Yeah.
Yeah, Batman has a problem with
for fans. For fans of Christopher Nolan,
they'll understand
it.
Okay. Right.
My ears hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're okay. It's weird getting used to the.
Yeah, they're really warm, especially like in the summer. You know, when it's like the AC is not really on.
Oh yeah.
Even yesterday.
By the way, thanks to Megan for turning up the AC today.
No kidding. You know, yesterday we showed up and somebody had the heater on, and it was like 76 in here.